This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Magi, Jeremiah, and Daniel, Prophetic Connections Across Time. In the nativity story of Matthew 2, the arrival of the Magi is more than a dramatic flourish, it's the culmination of centuries of prophecy, history, and divine orchestration. This paper explores how Gentile astrologers from the East came to recognize and worship the Jewish Messiah, guided not only by a star but by the enduring influence of biblical prophets like Daniel and Jeremiah. I trace the historical role of the Magi through Babylonian and Persian traditions, showing how Daniel, appointed as chief of the wise men, likely introduced them to messianic prophecy, including the 70 weeks timeline of Daniel 9. His leadership helped preserve theological expectation among their order, an expectation passed down through generations. Paper also explores Jeremiah's role in shaping the Jewish theology of exile and restoration, a message Daniel explicitly references in his own writings. I argue that Daniel was likely exposed to Jeremiah's prophecies both in Jerusalem and through written scrolls in Babylon, which form the theological backbone of his prayer life and apocalyptic vision. I then follow the Magi forward into Matthew's Gospel, connecting their journey to prophecies like Isaiah 60 and Psalm 72. I examine how their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, symbolize Christ's kingship, divinity, and sacrificial death. These aren't random gifts from mystics, they are theological statements, echoing the messianic hope embedded in the Hebrew scriptures. Finally, I bring in astronomical research, including Revelation 12 and the constellation alignment of September 11, 3 BC, exploring the possibility that the Magi recognized a cosmic sign rooted in both Babylonian astronomy and Daniel's prophetic insight. This celestial event, as Colin Nickel and Michael Heiser suggest, may have been the very star that drew them west. If you've ever wondered how Gentile sages knew to seek the Jewish Messiah, or whether the heavens truly declared his coming, this paper connects the historical, prophetic, and astronomical dots in a way that glorifies God's sovereignty and deepens our awe. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.